1991, you had a welcome home celebration for Oklahoma troops that were returning from Desert Storm.
Yes, we had it out at the state capitol grounds, and some of the names were very popular at the time, so I can't remember all of them, but we had Argus Hamilton there. We built a stage with the American flag, and it was very heartwarming with the music that was played, etc.
93, you brought the Will Rogers Follies.
Yeah, that was the most fun of all. And I mentioned earlier, you take care of your sponsors. You also take care of your guests. Because when you ask them back, just like your sponsor, we do a great job of giving them hospitality. Will Rogers, for example, the whole crew, when they got here that night, we had a big dinner in the rotunda of the state capitol. The next day, we go down to Norman because they had the afternoon off. And I had tickets for all of them to the OU Nebraska game. Every night, we took them to some different place that was enjoyable. And I was sent an article out of the San Francisco paper where a couple of them were asking, well, where have you been and what have you liked? And they all were saying, oh, we'd like to go back to Oklahoma. And they were so good. Well, that's what we want to hear. That way, if one of them ever becomes a star out of that group, we invite them, they want to come back. So we do that like in the Stars and Stripes. We gave Steuben pieces and headdresses to Dionne Warwick and to Kate Smith and to Johnny Unitas and so forth.
Keith Carradine was starring in that.
He was starring in it. Yeah, we had a private home for he and his wife to stay in. Beautiful home. The Hulsey home out here in the east, private home they stayed in. It's like we had Bob Hope staying in private homes.
The MAPS project that Mayor Ron Norwick initiated, the Metropolitan Area Projects, you were involved in.
He was involved with it. Mayor Norwick deserves a great deal of praise. I might add that the Oklahoma City Chamber deserves a lot of credit, too, and many, many people, Ken Townsend and many others. Yeah, I was involved in it, putting on the opening show to kick it off.
And you helped raise funds for the Oklahoma City Bombing Memorial?
At first, you know, we didn't have hardly any money to operate, so I raised a few little dollars to get us on the road and later raised some more.
And it just, we don't have time to mention them all. The reopening of the Civic Center Music Hall in 2001?
That was a great experience, too. You know, luck's involved in a lot of things we do. Luck and weather and parades, you know. We check it out for 5 years previous in that area to see what the experience has been. But in this instance, I won't call it luck. I just tell you the facts that that was held on September the 6th through the 9th. On Tuesday, we went downtown to the mayor's office to get a pat on the back, if you will. And when we went down there, all the TVs were on because that was 9/11. Had that happened a week before, that would never have occurred to talk about it. So I don't want to call that luck because it wasn't luck at all. It was a tragedy and a terrible thing. So I hope you know why.
We understand. No, we understand.
We had Bill Cosby here, and we had a show going on in the Freedy Center and the Thelma Gaylord Performing Arts Center and upstairs at the Minders Hall of Mirrors. So we had it going around the clock on those 4 days. It was fun, great fun.
You participated in raising money for the dome on the Capitol?
Now, Ed Cook gets a lot of credit for raising the money for the actual dome. We put on the dome dedication, which was a tremendous success by a lot of people. We did it on the north side of the Capitol. We had Vince Gill and Amy Grant. We rushed police escort for Music Man downtown that was being played at Music Hall, rushed them out to do a number on stage for that. It was a great evening. We had three of our Miss Americas, and later, you know, we grabbed some during the centennial to have five, but the three Miss Americas sang sections and segments from the musical Oklahoma. Had a lot of celebrities like Sean O'Grady, the boxer, and Bob Curlin, OSU basketball fame, Bob Fenimore, the great football All-American, and many, many more. And it was just a delightful evening. But the highlight, two highlights to me were all those people. But the second thing is to start it off was the jet flying over, which always grabs me. The second part was the fireworks, which went on for about 40 minutes, I think. And it was probably the best fireworks most people that were there had ever seen in their life. It was really, really tremendous. And it may be aired again on OETA, and you can get the pleasure of seeing what we all saw live.
Adding that dome, and we must say that Frank Keating, the governor, was, I suppose, the major champion
of that. Doing this program with you, John, you're very good at leading me to try to remember, but Frank Keating was the star. He's the five-star general in that thing. He was the one that wanted to bring it back after all those years that we didn't do it when we first built it. He was the igniter. He was the one that got it started, and he had help from others to raise the money, like I pointed out.
And now it's just amazing. About every place you are in Oklahoma City, you can always see the dome.
Yes, you can. I knew a few people that didn't like it. I won't name it. Today, Blake Wade laughs about it. He was involved in that, and he said that everybody that he runs into now says, oh, yeah, I was for that. You can't find anybody that was against it, but I know a couple. And they'll admit today that's one of the best things we've ever done because it truly is outstanding asset for our community and our state.